This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, listeners, this is not the episode yet. This is a pre-episode announcement.
That's right. And the announcement is that if you're listening to this on Wednesday, then that means that tomorrow, which is Thursday, as per tradition, we have a show at the Bell House.
Right.
How fabulous.
That's true.
That's just, it's just right. And we're really excited for it. I will say that I keep loving that, like, I get to be like, we have two acts.
Yeah.
Because normally we have like two stand-ups. But this, it's like we have acts.
Two amazing New York staples.
Like performance acts.
That and you don't always get to see.
It's a little different than like the kind of stuff we've had. And I think it's going to be a really fun,
we
really
special
show.
We have the like unreal talented Larry Owens.
Right. Who actually is, it's like, I'm saying like Broadway caliber. It's like he's been on Broadway.
I think just like Broadway. Yeah.
Like a Broadway actor. Like, and he's so fun. I mean, whatever. I don't want to give away too much. And then we have Simple Town, which on my money is like the funniest sketch group working right now.
Yeah.
And they're really, really surprising, really different. I hope to God they're in conversation in a way that surprises everybody.
Right.
I hope they find different themes that they're playing with, but we don't know. And that's the exciting thing, too.
No, we don't know. And we'll help try and probably glue them.
Yeah.
We'll find a way. Melt the glue and such.
And then it'll be Natalie and Charlie. We're going to be hanging out.
Yeah, doing our
fun.
Classic shit.
Yeah.
You can go get your ticket right now.
That's right.
To it. And reserve your spot because we still have some ticks left. So go grab them because we don't know how much that's going to be true.
Right. People, after it people always hear is happening. This. People are waiting. They're waiting. All of a sudden, we're getting DMs. Oh my God.
Right. Can I have a spot?
Can I have a spot? And we're like, yeah, but that's uncomfortable for us because we're having to move stuff around. We don't love that. I don't want to say
that's kind of true.
Right. Like, I'm
kinda
lying. Not really. Actually, like, I'm lying.
Right. But it was a nice idea.
Right. And it's fun to just try stuff.
Yeah.
Walk it back.
And no one would ever fault you for that.
Thank you. All right. So that's our show tomorrow. The Bell House, 7:30.
Yeah.
Get tickets.
Please enjoy. Who's on this episode?
Oh, my God.
Please enjoy the
it was
vocal
a fun
stylings
one.
Of just me and Charlie.
Uh-huh.
It was?
I think so. I remember thinking it was really fun.
Cool.
Well, you guys will be the judge.
Yeah. Why don't you check it out for yourself? Life gets great. Hello.
Good morning. We're recording cafe style today.
Because we both have a cup of coffee.
We have like a mug.
A mug, like not like a to-go cup.
Yeah, you know what? Like the to-go cup is so like...
Fuck that.
I don't like it.
Literally.
I actually just turned a corner on it where I was like, I don't like this. I don't like having it around.
Well, do you know what I learned when I went to France?
What?
All these years ago.
Yes. Yeah. What?
They do not do to-go cups.
No, they're really confused. They're like...
Because
sit down.
It's like, have a seat and have
chill
your coffee.
Out. The culture is different there.
The culture is different there. But we also, like, I feel like in our mind, like, you have a coffee for a long time.
Yes, that's
like
right.
Like, you work on it for hours.
Right, we're right.
But I think they, like, if you have to get a quick coffee,
right,
you have an espresso shot.
You just have a little espresso shot, right.
You're like, got to go. Sometimes when I have an espresso shot, I think I'm going to throw up.
It's intense.
Something
for
about
your
the
body.
Way it hits the back of my throat.
Yeah. Right.
So iced tea too makes me want to throw up.
Oh. Everybody is different.
Literally.
And has different experiences and it puts them
you
in different
places.
You have
to listen to your body. That's the right. thing. Is someone can be like, oh yeah, like this is inflammatory. It's like,
not for
it
me.
It might not inflame you and right. your special stardust, how you are. Like,
right, exactly.
Listen That's to like your me body. With pizza.
People what? Are like, people are like, oh, I can't have cheese. I was like, actually, cheese is basically the only thing I can eat.
Yes.
Really consistently, cheese is very grounding for me. My yeah. stomach loves it.
Me too, actually. I'm like you on this. Cheese makes me feel strong. It yeah, makes exactly. me feel sturdy. It right. makes me feel not nauseous.
Not nauseous. My stomach is like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Whereas when I have a vegetable, that's when my stomach is like, what the hell is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah. Which like, it makes sense. They're like, this is very complex. Right. So we're going to have to work on this for right. a while.
Like, your stomach is like, hold on.
Yeah.
This is crazy right now.
Basically,
like, let's just call
the worst
it.
Thing you can do for your stomach is eat broccoli.
Right. I mean, you're toast.
Broccoli?
Right. You're done. You're like, actually, like, you're totally over.
Oh, my God.
I have the songs of the week.
Great.
It's a tie. It's That's two? Why songs of okay. the week.
One is that of the... allowed?
Yes. But it's only if they get the exact same amount of votes.
Okay.
If they score the exact same.
What,
and I'm
do you
ruthless.
Know those scores?
Yes. They both have 20.
That seems high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You're right.
It's out of 100.
It's out of 1,000, but no, it's like there's no grade inflation here.
Right.
So 20 is like, that's really good.
There's no grade inflation?
Yeah, like in my Song of the Week scoring. Do you know what I mean? It's like in other like Song of the Week like districts, mm-hmm. it's like they're just giving away like 999 or 990, but it's like you can't get that.
I see.
You know what I mean? Kinda. 20 is basically like almost as good as you can get in mine.
Just because it's so hard.
Right.
Like when you get like a 2 on the physics test, but they're like, trust me, that was 100.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
They're like, if you wrote your name, like we didn't, that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So the songs of the week are Fever by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Wait, can we just say really quick, like yeah. when teachers were like, I gave you a gimme 3 points.
Right.
And it's like, don't talk to me like that. Right. Like
exactly. Like
you're my hell.
Right. You are, you know, hurting me.
With the way the grading works, like you get this many points for the essay, right. this many points for the question, mm-hmm. this many points for multiple choice. Then I gave you 4 points, gimme. You are ruining my life. Mm-hmm. Like this gimme situation, like I will not thank you.
Right. It's like, oh, thank you for like right. putting me in the system.
Totally. Okay, sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah. But by the way, that's not really how I feel about teachers and stuff. Because
you're right.
I respect them. Because I loved school.
Oh.
And I just loved being graded, actually.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's like a kinky thing.
No, I know. It was weird of me. And actually, every time I'm in a situation where I'm like liable to be graded or win something, it like reactivates and yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is scary.
Totally.
Like this ancient thing within me is like, I want it.
Yeah, that's like we met a professor who when we went to Wesleyan.
That's right.
And I changed my whole
you
personality.
You were shocking
I
when you
went
met the professor.
I went to sit next to him.
By the way, I'm sure he's listening. Shout
yes,
out.
Shout out. He was mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, I actually feel like I feel smart
mm-hmm.
because
he's here.
He likes me.
Yeah.
And I was like seriously about to do like unspeakable things to him mm-hmm. to maintain my smart status in his mind.
Right.
But then I realized that's not what he was after.
No. And by the way, it's like you said really smart stuff just
at the thing.
And the other song of the week is Rainbow Connection.
Did you say the first one?
Yes. It was Fever by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. That's fine.
How does that one go again?
Don't tell me this is how it ends. I burn with fever that I caught from you. This is the beginning.
Yeah.
I wrote some things I didn't send. I'm skipping the verse.
I think it's cool she says fever so fast.
Yeah. 3 words to say that meant a lot to you. So I wrote... No, okay. Then the chorus is like, you wanna break my heart. All right. I caught this fever, I'll be feeling it forever.
Yeah.
You want a brand new start. All right. Uh-huh. I caught your fever, I'll be feeling it forever.
I love her.
It actually is really good.
I like legit adore her.
No, she does a really like, really good job of a certain kind of like amorous feeling. Like she just nails it.
Mm-hmm. She does nail an amorous feeling.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen nails an amorous feeling.
And we've always seen
that. This past album with The Loneliest Time.
Uh-huh. You didn't like as much?
Not The Loveliest Time. No, I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
I loved it. Great. And it actually got me out of a bad spell.
It's
cool.
I
remember turning it on, hearing the first song and being like, I feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in a while. Like,
yeah.
It literally right away gave me, like, a good feeling. And then I went to see her live.
Mm-hmm.
I got tickets.
Oh, I didn't know this about you.
Yeah. And she...
blew it.
Well, it was on the rooftop at like pier or whatever. Mm-hmm. Did I not tell you about this?
No.
Okay. I was so building it up. I had been like addictively listening to her. I was just like, I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I went with my girlfriend. Celeste was also there. Mm-hmm. And we were all like watching, ready, excited on the roof. Mm-hmm. And Carly Rae Jepsen comes out. She does like one song. Mm-hmm. She's like, and we're all like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it starts the lightning.
Yes. Oh, I heard about this. I didn't know you were at this show.
Yeah. And she was like, okay, like we're going to take a quick break for safety, but like stay where you are. I'm going to be right back, you guys. And leaves. And immediately a screen on the big screen that had her face on the Jumbotron, the words come up, the show has ended. Make your way to the exit.
You're like,
what? Huh? She was like, I love you guys so much. I'm going to be right back. We're just going to figure out this lightning. I don't know. What did she say? The sky is excited too. I have to go, but I'll be right back. The show has ended. Like we were like, okay.
She said, it's so good cop, bad cop. With her in the screen. She's like, you so guys, funny. I'm so bummed, but the screen says we have to go, I guess. No, I'm sure she didn't know.
I guess she didn't know.
She's operating on incomplete information. Mm-hmm.
Though, honestly, I have to say, seeing her in person did take me out a little bit because I was like, why is she acting like a Disney star?
I was going to say, like, one of the things about her that's kind of interesting is that she is like, people assume when they listen to her music that they're like, oh, you must be like 1920. And then actually she's like, I don't want to say, and I don't really want to talk about that, actually, but it's like she's older than you would think.
But it's not, I don't know.
But
I was ready for her to be older.
Right, but that's not it. It's the
way she acts, dresses and talks, and it's not carrying herself. I was like,
you're like, grow up.
Look like you're like, da-dun-dun-da-dun-dun.
Yeah.
But sorry, I love her still. I just it did take me out a little bit.
Well, there's a thing of like.
And then I think in the beginning of the concert, sometimes it can be a little jarring to see someone in person, and then they like win you over the course of the concert.
Yes, totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I didn't get
some
to have that.
Some people are also like really not personable, where it's like, you're awkward. Mm-hmm. And by the way, like concerts are actually like an easy audience. Like if you say something, if you futz with the mic and you're like, sorry, I didn't think.
We don't know that.
What do you mean that it's an easy audience?
Like
I'm
you mean that
the stuff they say I'm like yeah that's like not that good.
Oh, I see.
I mean like for laughs, you know what I mean? Like the stuff in between songs, they're like
woo.
They're like, I'm switching guitars. This one sounds weird. And everybody's like
yeah. I just saw Mitski.
Oh yeah, how was that? By the way, I have really another good song of the week, so don't
I'm
forget
so
about
sorry.
That.
Go ahead.
No, sorry.
I'm ready.
The other song of the week is Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did he write that?
Yes. Well, he plays it. He plays the guitar and he writes it.
Do you think it's a cover?
No, he wrote it.
Emma?
I can look into it.
There's other covers of it.
Oh, they're covering Kermit.
It. Yeah, they're covering
Kermit. And
it's Kermit.
Like, you can cover Kermit, but like you just know we're going to compare you vocally.
Exactly.
So you might not want to go
it's
there.
It's just missing a certain why are there so many song? That's my Kermit impression.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you. Kermit's really easy.
It's easy, but it is a good one.
Songs about rainbows and what's on the other side.
That's cute.
Thank you. It's a really sweet song.
I can't believe that he wrote that.
I know.
It's stunning.
In addition, it's like it's like I can't believe he's a songwriter.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's in it? I'm about to cry.
Do you want me to say the lyrics?
Yes.
I'll say them, not
sing them.
Why
don't you sing them like him?
Really?
I honestly am into it, yeah.
Oh, great. You know, I'm always scared to sing in front of you.
I know, but I think what I was missing was
Kermit's
voice.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions and only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
What?
So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong. Wait and see. What's the next lyric?
Wait and see. You have it.
Someday we'll find it. The rainbow connection.
No.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me. I know that it's probably Matt. Okay, that's magic, but magic. It was too high and I kind of lost the key.
That was great. Thank you. I adored that.
I like playing it on my little piano.
Oh, yes. That's so cute. Yes.
But it's actually, the chords are very hard.
Really?
Yes.
Because you know what? I can tell.
Right. There's something in them where it's like,
I can tell. Yeah. Even what you were singing just now, I was like, I can't believe he's hitting all those notes just because they're surprising next to each other.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, like music theory, but like.
It's amazing that he wrote it.
Will you look that up, Emma? Can we get that for sure?
What?
The music theory.
Did Kermit write Rainbow Connection? Oh. I'm so sorry to be doubting you so much, but no, I just, to it, me, it I'm like, cover. It must have been like mm-hmm. John Lennon.
No, it was written for the Muppets movie.
Yeah, he wrote it for the Muppets movie.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
He is literally entertainer of the century, Kermit the Frog.
Wow.
There is nobody funnier, more charming. You see him on screen, it lights up. I love the thing he does with his mouth when it's like, when it kind of goes in, like, do you know what I mean? No, shoot. I love
when, I get when it goes to the side.
Yeah, when it goes to the side like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And
one
by
the
way,
ways that Muppet
dream
express.
Guest, I don't think we'll ever get him, mm-hmm. but I would love to meet him, and I want to put that out in my career. I would love to work with him.
Kermit.
I would love to work with Kermit.
What do you think you want to do with him? Like,
I mean, I would love to have
like
him on
a
the
TV
podcast.
Show or, okay.
I would love to do a bit with him at like an award show, so I'd be open to that.
I think that's possible.
It could happen. It could happen. I would love to just like be in a, you know, I would love to have a small role, a bit part mm-hmm. in one of his movies.
Well, dream a little bigger.
I would love to have a supporting role in one of his movies.
Let's get it even up a little more.
May, lead. I want to be the lead, co-lead with him. No, I don't think I want that. He's such a professional. I'd compare myself to him.
I see. You don't want the stress.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, God. I love him.
Someone, we did this live stream for our Patreon the other night.
By the way, can I say, we did a live stream for our Patreon the other night, and it was so fun.
It was really
and we're
going
to do it again. Yeah. And if you want to be in it, you have to subscribe to the Patreon.
That's correct.
It's the only way.
Are you okay with that, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. Someone commented on it. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, I really like you guys, but I feel no need to meet you. I thought that was so cool.
Loved
and like,
it.
Well adjusted and true.
Right.
I was exactly. like, literally, period. Like,
yeah.
That's so real. Like, if you like someone parasocially, like, hopefully you never meet them.
Right.
You
know? I stay being so awkward whenever I meet a celebrity.
Of course. It's not normal to just know information about someone, have an affection for them or a knowledge about them and how they are in their life and not have it go the other way. Like, it's not.
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
And I'll say our listeners do a good job. Like, by and large, my experience has been when people come up and talk to us after a show or whatever, like, they're like, everybody's like nice and normal vibe.
For sure.
So, I mean, that was like me with you guys. Which is like crazy.
I know. Wait,
I was like, listener.
That's
fam.
Like weird. Like,
yeah. Was the crazy thing about Emma is that you changed our life.
Yes.
And you guys changed mine.
No.
Yeah.
But yes,
but you guys really delivered meeting you, I will say, to
Emma
this fan
discovered
who
us.
Meet you.
Really? We were like, it's like, actually, like, we were like, we're Rosario Dawson and you're, who discovered her on the street or something.
I didn't know.
Was she discovered on the street?
I think so.
Emma was like, just do like you guys model?
We're like, no, but we do podcasts.
I was trying to get you guys to do something else.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm looking for two chefs for a restaurant. And you guys do that? We're like, no, we have a podcast.
Right.
And they're like, all right, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Am I doing something wrong?
No.
Oh, great. You're busy.
Adjusting.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm feeling good vibes this morning.
Me too.
Yeah, I wonder what
that is. I feel like kind of like I'm in a dream in a good way. Like everything's happening slowly, but exactly the way I wanted it to.
Perfect.
Do you feel that too?
Yeah. Natalie made us coffee this morning.
Yeah.
I said, I think I'm going to make coffee in the little espresso thing here. And then I said, Natalie, do you want a coffee? And Natalie said, yes. And then I said, next question, can you make it? Because I don't know how to do it.
That was like when a rock fell in my stomach.
I actually like played a dirty trick on you.
You did. I
actually completely reversed
you
it.
You did. You did.
Right.
Because it's one thing to deny someone their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to... No, that's just what that's I meant to say. That's the one thing.
There's one thing
to that. Deny someone their coffee.
Right. It's true. It's like, don't weird, talk like, to me before I have my coffee. That's so real.
Right, right. And there's nothing wrong with coffee.
Yeah, it does seem like...
Health-wise. I know there's issues sometimes with the way the beans are...
Oh, right. It is like a thing where it's like, it's so like there that you would, it's like people keep coming for her.
I know. Everyone's like, I have to quit coffee. I have to quit. It's like, I don't know that you do. Right. Some people do. Sometimes it makes you anxious or whatever, but it's not that unhealthy, I think.
Right. I think overall, and it's like, again, it's so in the public. It's like, that's all you're getting on her. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, that's what you have. It's like, oh, it's making you anxious. It's like, well, honey, like, that's not that bad.
Totally. That's so true.
It's like, okay, unproblematic fave, like,
literally,
coffee.
That's the best you can do.
Right.
Makes your heart beat too fast.
I'm trying to think,
fast.
Like, it's like, who's a celebrity where people are like, yeah, but did you know, like, it's like Jennifer Lawrence. It's like, oh, but she's, like, weird. And it's like, right. Okay, like, that's all we have on her? Like, she's doing pretty well.
Right. I'm trying to think of an example. Right. Like you.
Oh, like how I thought of
one? I thought that one was okay, but
I don't think it was great. Yeah. I agree, and I was trying to think of another one, and
of course,
then I just had to bite the bullet.
We're doing the best we can.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah, by the way, it's like, I'm sure everybody would want me to be a podcaster, and I come up with a better example than Jennifer Lawrence. I'm who you guys have.
Right. It's so funny to have, like, it's like the whole work of, like, comedy, a lot of the time is like analogy, you know, like, mm-hmm. It's like blah blah blah, and like when we're sitting here we're like, yeah, what else is like that? We can't think of something. It's
it
like,
actually happens all the
that's
time
the
where
whole
like
whole thing we've been working
there's
on.
Like a raw comedy task where it's like, oh, this is the time where we have to do like our yeah. literal job and this is it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
raw comedy task,
right?
Whoa.
Where it's like, come up with like jokes for this premise, and I'm like, totally. And then I just sit there, I'm like, I don't have anything. Like, yeah. I have no ideas. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I get really insecure. Do you ever get that where I'm like, I'm not that funny?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but then I get that about you because you're so funny.
I know,
funny.
You say that, but you're so funny.
Thank you.
I think everyone just feels that.
But I'm friends with like you and Richard.
Right.
It's like, bro, like,
but we're friends
I'm
with
toast.
Like you and Richard for
right.
me.
Exactly.
Richard's friends with me and you and others.
Right. Totally. Should we do our list? Or no, not yet even.
Yeah, honestly, why not?
Right.
But
let's
I
get in there.
Don't want to.
And we can talk about whatever feels right.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to bring in our guests. Just kidding.
Comment.
What?
Comment.
Oh, remember. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Remember the bit from when we started doing it where whenever we don't have a guest, I'd be like, we're so excited. We have Drew Barrymore in the studio. She has her mouth full. She's eating a croissant, but she's going to pipe in whenever she's done.
It's making me laugh so much, all her videos where she's sitting so close to the person she's interviewing.
It's true. She really
They're
is.
Sometimes touching. A
yeah,
lot of the
she
time,
is.
She like
yeah.
has their hand in her face.
Mm-hmm. Her fingers are like going into someone's mouth.
Like basically, yeah, she's cupping the back of their head.
Really?
Or she'll be like holding their hand
it's
or like
really
touching
crazy.
Their shoulder. She's like really, really invades people's space in a way that like I honestly see it. Mm-hmm. I identify, and I'm a very touchy person, but it floods back the times in my life where people have gotten too
You'd
close
be a
to
good
me.
Talk show host.
Thank you.
You're a very good interviewer.
Thank you. Let me see if I can ask you a question.
Yeah, 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 please.
Okay.
No, I want one. You can keep thinking. There's no rush.
I'm trying to think of like what an interviewer would say.
Right, right, right.
Like, so I'm thinking about like career, but then mm-hmm. I'm like, let's dig deeper. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, if you could mm-hmm. go back mm-hmm. in.
That's not it.
Kill Hitler.
Yeah. But I think you should start, the way you do it is you start with like, so you're working on this thing, you let me talk about that, and then you pull out like a dynamic about it.
Okay.
And I'm saying that like, that's what you do. Like when we have a guest.
Why don't I interview about the kids show that you wrote?
Yeah.
Tell them about it. So let me start.
Okay, yeah.
I am so interested in the, mm-hmm. I'm panicking.
yeah, I'm like, you're totally blowing it. You got this. You got this.
Okay. I want to talk about Vita the Vet.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay. I'm going to do it like a talk show guest.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Isn't it so cute?
Yeah. So for our listeners who don't know about it, maybe uh-huh. don't have kids, can mm-hmm. you just tell us a little bit about the show?
Yeah. Well, so you know, in the background, I wrote two or three episodes for this kid show called Vita the Vet. It's mm-hmm. so sweet. It's about a little girl who is a vet to all the animals in the kind of the forest behind her house. And in the show, they talk about how to care for people, and it teaches kids that it's okay to, you know, go into the doctor, and also just shows like how to take care of yourself and how to take mm-hmm. care of your body.
This is me going kind of like holding power to account mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. And what is the financial situation with the healthcare in the forest?
It doesn't come up. It doesn't come up.
So
that is interesting.
So
no, definitely. Definitely.
What they're not showing off camera is the animated squirrel getting smacked with a horrific copay.
Right. She's like, and you can just go check out. And they're like, and that's $340. No, it is a world without insurance. Right. I mean, it's a beautiful dream. And if you don't show people to dream it.
That's right.
They can't build it.
Correct.
No, but it's really sweet. And I wrote an episode about a squirrel who is feeling sad.
Speak about what the squirrel goes through in that episode.
Basically, this is a squirrel.
Somehow interviewing is like a command.
Right.
Like, you know, in Spanish when you learned like command.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're speak. Doing like imperative.
Speak
yeah.
about it.
Why don't you talk a little bit about, mm-hmm. yeah. But by the way, like that feels fine. And a question is a command. Mm-hmm. Because a question is just saying, answer
but it's
this.
But more polite.
Right, of course. But we don't need that with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever. The squirrel, it's a squirrel. She and her friend. No. They. The squirrel is
squirrel, they, them?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Respect.
That is respect.
Fergie. They.
Fergie?
Yeah, Fergie.
Fergie? I missed that.
That's right.
So cute.
They are feeling. They're with their friend. They're feeling sad. They usually love pranks. So their friend keeps trying to do like pranks together. But they're like not in the mood, and everybody's like, what's going on? You must be sick or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Vita the vet diagnoses them as having a sad day.
Mm.
So they talk about how do you take care of yourself when you're having a sad day.
Mm.
You know, you can read books you like, you can tell jokes, you can sit outside, you can draw pictures of how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet.
I'm curious about the media that you consumed as a kid that has stayed with you. Anything that stands out?
Mm-hmm. Right, like what kid shows, like
mm-hmm.
I really loved Cyber Chase. I really loved Thomas the Tank Engine. Those are the ones that are really jumping.
What's Cyber Chase?
Cyber Chase, I actually think that maybe one of the people who made Cyber Chase, oh no, that's different. Cyber Chase was a PBS show, and it was about like a group of kids. It was like an animated show about math.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was about, like, they had to, like, save, like, this universe using, like, math.
Do you think it's, like, chicken and egg vibe? Like,
yeah, totally chicken and egg. Where it's, like, did I like it because I liked math?
Or is, like, if you play Cyber Chase for your kid, like, will they be a math tutor one day?
Right.
God only
I think,
hopes.
Like, the fact that I was, like, coming back to it, that was, like,
right,
came from me.
Right,
like, I think
right.
I would have been, like, this is not so interesting.
Totally.
I do have a really vivid memories of, like, getting home and choosing, like, okay, I'm going to watch Cyber Chase. Do I have 2 Oreos, or do I have baked Lay's Dorito? Baked Lay's barbecue flavor.
Wow. Why 2? Was that what you were allowed, or that was how you did it?
That's just, that was my...
That was just more than enough for
that
you.
That was just my method, I think. And I recently actually had those 2 sets of snacks in my house. And was just like, oh my God. Like, my roommate had the Oreos. I'm wondering if this is actually, like, so not interesting.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I kind of like it, though, so
okay.
kind of the only thing we have
Let's
to go off
list.
Of.
Oh, but by the way, look up the show Vita the Vet. If if any of our listeners are in the 2 to 5 age range, this would be a great show for you. If any of our listeners are wondering about what it's like to go to the doctor, like mm-hmm. it's actually a really sweet show.
It's a great show.
Yeah, Natalie watched it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And yeah,
it's cute.
And
songs.
You know what's fun about writing for kids is mm-hmm. that like you can't do any like wordplay. There's no references, so mm-hmm. all the jokes are like slapstick.
Mm.
All the jokes are like. Someone's carrying a big tray of cupcakes and then like a hippo sneezes.
But you had jokes.
Yeah, yeah, I did have jokes.
That weren't slapstick.
It wasn't quite slapstick, but it is still like, but it was nice, like that kind of like tone. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I do think wordplay with kids is so annoying, and people put it in stuff like when I read the kids' books at nannying, and there's like books that are literally all puns.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
they don't get it.
This sucks.
Right.
Like, not only do I not like it, but this kid doesn't get what you're fucking talking about.
Right, right, right. You should write a kid's book.
Yes. I actually had an idea for one last night.
Huh?
Don't say it. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, of course. Of course, protect it. All right, what's your list?
I think it's a good idea. Okay, I don't have mine, though. Oh, here it is. I found it.
2 words, Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and they, how did they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing, completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
They're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And they it works, and that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right, but Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have to.
But then with, you it, need it right. to be able to have a conversation.
It actually so is if I was like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God, right. because you actually have something to say.
Yeah, and specifically Hinge's LGBTQIA plus prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts, so we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like yeah, on,
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings, mm-hmm. so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like.
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in okay. my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So thank you could you. Say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA plus prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now or never cleaning. I know this one.
So this is the thing of when you're cleaning and you're cleaning an area. Unfortunately, it's now or never. And mm-hmm. you want to lie to yourself and be like, oh,
it's
like,
later.
I don't want
to. There's no later.
There's no later. There's no later with cleaning. It's like if you're doing the deep clean of the bathroom mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, shoot. Like you're working really hard. You're like,
you want to skip a step.
I want to skip a step. I don't want to do the toilet right now. Like whatever. Or like maybe I'll do kitchen because it's a little. But like if you're like doing the kitchen, you're like, oh, should do the fridge while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, it's okay. I'll just do it another time. It's like you won't. Or the next time you do that will be a long time from now. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to just like harness the wind while it's there.
Mm.
And like push through even though it's kind of, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stuff. Or this really applies when you're moving into a new room. And you're like, oh, like I should paint the walls. And I'm every, like the last few rooms I moved into, I'm like, I really want to paint the walls. And then I'm like, ugh, I just don't have the energy. I don't have the time.
No, that is really now or never.
That is now or never. You're never, and I'm like lying to myself. I'm like, I'll just do it. I'll get like a drop cloth and like put on all my, I'll move all my furniture in the middle of the room. I'll do a drop cloth.
I'll just move all my furniture, get a drop cloth.
Right.
Like get a drop cloth.
Right. It's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like you sound insane. Like totally. I'm never going to do that. And I just know that I'm like, I'm never going to paint these walls.
Yeah.
It's just never going to happen.
That's way more firmly in the now or never category to me than the first thing. Like, completely yes. nude.
I just took off my shirt.
Sorry.
No, keep going. It's more firmly, or you're kind of like,
no,
like I don't know, other stuff like that is if you're like, okay, I'm reorganizing like the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're like, oh shoot, I should probably like wipe all the dust off. It's like you got to do that now. Like it has to happen now.
You know what's very now or never?
What?
Like if you are like on a, you do a drive or something, you need to clean out the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
totally.
It's when you get out of the car.
Right.
You're never going to go back out and clean it or whatever.
So right. Right. And by the way, like cleaning a car is a crazy experience and cars get like full of, I can't believe there's not like a garbage can in every car.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people makeshift one, but right. there should be one.
I find with cars that there's a lot of ways that you have to live in a car that the car's just not built for.
Mm.
But like, I'm like, so there's no place to put my bag, and like, there's no like system for garbage here, and like, me getting out of the car is really hard. I'm like, these aren't like so livable, actually.
Getting out of the car is really hard.
Yeah, yeah, I find it hard. And like a low car. Totally.
What do you mean? Oh, because you're so tall?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm just like, ugh.
And it cars and more, suck. They effing suck.
They effing suck. And like, I feel like there's more examples. Can you think of
listen
one?
To my chink, my ankle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not making it.
But anymore. Can you help me think of examples of the way that cars aren't actually built for like, and I mean, they're built for like safety and going fast.
They're not really built for safety, unfortunately.
No, they're definitely not. Definitely not. Sorry.
I think they're built to
I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
Right. But it's no worries. It's too late. Can't take it back.
No, everything about them is like a complete disaster.
Right.
And
they're horrible. They're horrible.
Unfortunately, like, it's like how we get around. Like,
yeah.
Everywhere,
and unfortunately, they're so fun.
Yeah, I don't find that. Thankfully, that's honestly part of what womanhood has given me, and being socialized as a girl.
I don't mean like the car culture. I don't think car culture is fun, but driving around with your friends is fun. But you don't even.
I don't like it that much.
Maybe it's because I didn't have that growing up.
Right.
And so now I come to it and I'm like, yay! Like,
no, yeah. I mean, there is something fun about like a road trip for sure, right. But
it's also nice. It's like we're hanging out. We're hanging out.
Right.
I love that. Oh my god, you guys, nothing is better than hanging out with your friends. Like
top hangout ever.
Ever?
Version of a hangout. Like
Oh. Actually, I do think I have like a top hangout ever, but I can't talk about it on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, top hangout ever, like vibe, like type
of
hangout.
Yeah, like yeah.
Can you go first?
Yes. Okay. Okay, everyone just saw like a movie or some kind of show that was like bad and you're back at someone's apartment and ordered food and everyone's like making fun of it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's fun, right?
I love spontaneous. That's a really good part of a hang. Mm-hmm. Or it's just like everybody's like, this is undeniable. The vibes are really good.
Totally.
We all want to keep doing this. We didn't plan on it, but here we still are.
And maybe like someone has a plan. It was going to have to leave. End, but then the plan cancels.
Right, exactly.
You can keep hanging out or something.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's do that soon.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do your idea. The weekend of.
Well, when you have to say, like, which weekend you're doing something.
Yeah. Oh! You are so smart. It's like, this is stuff that it's like, it like, suffuses our life and nobody's noticed it until you say
what's
it.
What's suffuse?
It's everywhere.
It suffuses.
It's suffused. I don't know if I'm using that right.
I think you are.
Yeah,
so like I was trying to tell someone what weekend I was like about talking about next weekend. And I was like the weekend of March 9th. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why do I sound like fucking Shakespeare right now? Like, what am I making? Like a royal decree? Like the weekend of March 9th. But it's like there's no other way to.
It's also like it's like. So do you say the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday? You're going to do this. And then sometimes it's like falling over like the break in a month. And you're like. It's the weekend of like February 27th to March 1st.
Right.
And people are like.
But don't you do the weekend of and then one date?
Yeah, you do.
Or the weekend of the 28th to the 9th.
Right.
To the 9th? To the 20th? To the 30th?
Like,
or whatever.
It's really hard and like the calendar doesn't really work that
well. No, and there's no one day that like says the weekend. Yeah, and then you end up having to do like actual like
you're doing
random
math.
Ass like poetry.
Oh, right, right.
I just think the weekend of
like
the children of like it's I don't know, it's got like a real like dun, da, da, da,
you know what it's like I want to start saying like 29th and the weekend thereof.
Exactly.
Right, like that's like it's like one step away from that.
The weekend contained within the date of right.
The weekend
like
yeah,
that.
The 29th and its weekend. And it's surrounding weekend.
And the weekend in which it encompasses.
In which it is encompassed.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of how Frankenstein talks.
That's true. Natalie's reading Frankenstein.
Slowly but surely.
Getting there.
Read a little bit every day.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Are you liking it?
Uh-huh.
Yay.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's very much putting me to sleep, though. That's my issue.
That's how it works with books.
Oh, but you know I what? I love it, but I'm falling asleep, like, so well.
Totally. I mean, look.
I kind of don't want to train myself to be awake to read because it puts me to sleep so well.
I actually just had this problem. I started a book club and I'm reading this book and I was like, oh, this doesn't really work because if in a book club I want to be reading like really actively and I want to be underlining and coming in with thoughts and stuff. But when I read, it's like at night. So I'm like, and I'm kind of like wanting to be able to just be like, whatever.
Maybe it's time to redo your approach to school and be just more of like a let the book wash over you and then you.
Totally. It's funny because I'm always like, oh, I was such a good student. But then I'm like, yeah, that's not so like I was coming into class all the time, like not reading stuff. So what was I on? What am I on about being so good at it?
Well, you can't read everything.
Right. By the way, like, yeah, like professors in college would be like, can you read this like 600 page book by next week? And it's like, so no, like I definitely can't.
And they were like, you have to learn how to skim. And it was like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, I actually did not like that.
Right.
You know, like right, they were totally. Like, you have to skim. And I'm like, you have to skim. Right, like, exactly. I'm not skimming. Like, right. And by the way, I'm not reading it.
Right. I'm not skimming. Furthermore, I'm not even reading it. Right. So let's start there.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought pedagogically it was unsound.
Like, don't assign more than someone could read.
The best semester I had in college academically or, like, intellectually was the one where I took, like, two easy classes and two, like, harder ones because I was actually like, oh, I can, like, read it. And I was coming into class having read all the material and I was like, bro, like, I got so much to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then the papers would be assigned. I was like, no problem. Like, I read it. Like, I got this. I was like, oh my God, it's so much harder when you're reading something and you're like,
ugh. You're cramming.
You're like, I don't know, like, what did he say? Like, mm-hmm. I have no idea because I didn't really read it. So this is really hard.
Oh my God, someone on our live stream was a senior in high school. Whoa. And they said, is it okay?
Oh my God, that was so sweet.
About applying to college. And right. Everyone was commenting, you will be okay. Everybody's like, does it matter?
They were like, does it matter where I go to college? Yeah. And everybody was like, we got this one.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. That actually ends up being like a really big part of my job, tutoring.
Right.
It
doesn't matter.
Being like, well, it's, you know what it is, unfortunately, vibe-wise a little bit? It's like the shaving company telling you that you don't have to shave.
Right.
Where I'm like, and I am your SAT tutor. So I'm like, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. That said,
let's get an 800.
Let's get, yeah, like exactly, like, you need to learn semicolons or I'm going to kill you. It's like, what? You're speaking against your interest here.
Right? Or I'm going to kill you. Or your mom's going to get mad at me and I'm not going to get $50.
Right. Exactly. Right.
More than that, obviously.
Or whatever. It's private.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. No, it's so, I mean, that was something you did a bit about that once, right? The thing of shaving companies be like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't need, or like, you don't need makeup. You look good just the way you are. And that's why you should wear makeup because you don't even need it, but you want it and you should have it from us.
I had a bit about Billy Razor, like a commercial that was like, that it's this razor company and all the commercials for it, people have armpit hair and leg hair.
Right.
And it's just like such a confused. Right, it's like, they're like, shave when you want to. If you do, which you will not. Buy these. Don't shave with them. Just get them. Have them in your house. Yeah. If something bad goes down, someone needs you to shave because someone else got sick, then you shave. But don't shave for looks because it looks weird if you don't have hair. Just get the razor and then we'll figure it out once you have it. But
that's funny.
I haven't shaved in a really long time.
Respect.
Any part of myself.
You're loving it.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Or I actually can't. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Hair management is exhausting. And it can be very tricky and it can take up more time. Actually, honestly, I'm like, why am I feeling this?
What? Yeah.
No, but you know what?
You have like, a beard.
Where is this coming from? I was like, I have cats.
Oh.
Like, that's what I was really, like, responding to. I was like, why was it such a big part of my life? I was like, because I, like,
have cats.
And so it's like, I was like, there's hair everywhere and I'm always dealing with it. Like, was that?
I know.
They had so much hair. And I'm saying had because they're at my brother's right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How is it not having them?
It's kind of nice.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I miss them, but.
It's kind of awesome.
You know what? It's like one of my cats is really annoying. And is especially annoying. And my brother is like, yeah, like Franklin is amazing. He's the sweetest, perfect angel. He's so cute. He's amazing. He's wonderful. And Sterling is like kind of a pest.
Yeah.
Like he's just like
He knocks stuff over. He wakes you up.
No, he just is like, he's really fidgety. So he's like all over you. Mm. He like jumps on your lap, then jumps off, then jumps on, wants it, is insistent. Like doesn't really like take no for an answer if he wants something. Like will be on you. And what else? Like, he, you know, wakes you up all the time. He's all over. He's constantly, like, when I was cooking, pawing at the knife. And I'm like, you don't want it. You
pawing
don't.
Pawing at the knife.
Right. If I would leave it on the counter, he'd be
like. That's like a Mitski thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's like. Right, like that song.
I don't know.
Whatever. But he's just really...
That's actually Natalie's song of the week.
What?
Pawing at the knife.
Did she do that song?
Yeah.
I love Mitski, actually.
She's fabulous.
That song, the one that's like big everywhere all the time now, My Love, Mine, All Mine. Ugh. It's really good.
It's so good.
People like it because it's seriously that good.
It's so good. She really moved me like almost to tears.
At the concert.
Just with her singing. Yeah. And she does these cool little dances for all her songs. Mm-hmm. And her songs are so... like emotional, like it's really like seriously, like someone needs to check on her. But
yeah, well, it's I listened to her a lot in college, and the music I listened to from her then was really angry, and I loved that. And I was listening to it again because sometimes I get angry still, and was like, this is really good. But now it's not so angry. Right. Now it's like emotional and melancholy, but sometimes loving. It's
very melancholy, yes. Yeah.
But I'll send some songs if you want some angry Mitski songs.
Like what? I kind of maybe know them, too.
Do you know from the album Bury Me Up Makeout Creek? You know, the ones that are like, somebody's driving and he will be drinking and no one's going back.
No.
We've tried hungry and we've tried full and nothing seems enough.
That sounds awesome.
It's cool. And then there's this one from actually her first album she did as like a junior in college. For like a project.
Amazing.
I know, it's cool.
I'm obsessed with that kind of thing. It used to really scare me and hurt my feelings, like when people were so prolific, so young.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, awesome. Everyone's on their own journey, and I'm totally happy to see a snapshot of youth and the thoughts thereof.
I do. I love when like women are really precocious and talented. And yeah, I just love that.
You do.
I love it. When gay guys are, I'm like...
I was about to say, like, you are in your gay guy bag.
Right.
In that.
Right.
You genuinely adore talented women.
I just think it's fabulous.
And their talents.
Yeah.
But I don't find... I really think, and I've said this before, Charlie really understands and cares about women.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, and you know... I'm flawed in many ways.
Of course, of course. But I just think, as a man, I just really get the sense from you that you really care about women, not in a...
patronizing way?
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
And you really see us and our sexuality.
Thank you.
I've always said this.
Yeah. I feel that way about you.
Thank you.
Men.
With gay. Are you sure? Cause sometimes I can get a little...
No, no.
Okay.
Definitely with me. You're so thoughtful and, you know...
Yeah.
And understand, you know, and validate all the, like, desires and weird stuff that comes with being, like, you know.
Gay guy. Well, I have a lot of jealousy with gay guys.
Yeah,
so I think that it is love.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's validating.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, like, I'm like, I respect what you guys do to the point of wanting it.
Yes, right.
Is that good?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Or it's weird.
Well, it's it makes me sad because it's like, I wish you could have it.
It's okay. I have other stuff.
Right. Actually, it's so
And sometimes I do have it. Like, it's kind of a state of mind.
Right. You can get there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a thing of sometimes, like, I used to be so, and still am sometimes, where I'm like, I want everything I want.
Mm.
And I'm not going to, like, let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I want something, it's like, I'm not satisfied until I get it.
Really? Like, what?
I don't know. Like, whatever. Kind of random stuff. But
pizza.
Pizza, snacks, cookies, tweets.
candy. Yeah. Candy.
But it's actually so nice to get to a place where you're like, I want that. But, like, I'm...
Can't have it.
Yeah, or, like, I might not get it. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, totally.
Like, whatever.
Right. No, literally. I just saw this person say this thing about tantrums where she was like, tantrums are just like this big ball of desire.
Yeah.
And just like the thing of wanting something and not getting it is hard our whole lives.
Totally. Actually, you have to give yourself space to have little conniptions, paroxysms, tantrums. And it happens.
Yeah.
And like anger or whatever.
Totally.
I've been so irritable recently.
Yeah. You know, you said that to me, but I just haven't felt it.
Yeah.
I have to believe you, though.
Yeah. You know, my personality really changes when I'm with people. Yeah. Which is when I'm alone.
Right. Me too. Totally.
When I'm alone, it's like.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, how are you?
And then it's like, it's kind of easy to drop. You're like, what?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Like sometimes I'll be texting people before I see them. Like I'm in such a bad mood, whatever. Yeah. And then I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It like that melts away so quick for me, which I love. I'm very grateful for.
It is.
I'm grateful that I also have this thing of when, you know, people are like, oh, people get depressed and they self-isolate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't have that, don't do that at all.
No.
I have the opposite
you
problem.
You have the other thing.
Right. Where I'm like, I actually insist on being around people despite being depressed and then kind of bring the mood down sometimes. But
right. No, I don't think it's that. I feel like it's more like...
I talk about it a lot.
No, I was going to say more like, I feel like depression is like an isolating engine and like anxiety is
bringing
maybe.
People. Yeah. Well, the thing that can be isolating still is if you seek out people, but it's the wrong people and then you feel really isolated. It's like what we talked about in the river episode.
Not you.
It's like when you're feeling really sad, it's like I really want to be with people or I want to be with people who are close to me, but sometimes for circumstance that's not available. And so you're like, but I want to be with people or I feel that way. And then I'm with people, but I'm like, but I can't really like, I'm feeling disconnected. I can't talk about this thing that I'm feeling or I don't feel like I can be comfortably be. Mm-hmm. And then that's very isolating.
Definitely.
It's hard being so sad.
Yeah, it's hard.
And if any of our listeners are feeling that way, I'm really sorry.
Me too.
And I'm sure you won't feel that way forever because it just is not really how that goes. But it's really hard to bear it. So, yeah. You know, it's like a thing that gets passed around kind of. And
sadness?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's the right way to think about it.
Interesting.
I'm just experimenting.
What about you're a rock in a river
and
the feelings are the water and they just pass over you.
Yeah.
So if you just stay still, eventually they'll move downriver.
Yeah, yeah. You're in like a sad part of the river. Someone put a lot of sad into the river upstream.
Right.
And they put a lot. Maybe they put a lot in, but don't worry. It's
they put sad
and
borax. Do you know what that is?
No, what's that?
It's the like chemical that you need to make slime. It's like
This is the new gold.
Right. Like,
yes.
No glue, no slime is like how you look up pirated stuff. Celeste just taught me that. I need to fix your mic.
Yeah, but I don't think you can.
That's what you always say.
But have you been able to fix this problem before?
Of course. I fix every single problem.
Okay, well, I'm on mic and Natalie's not, so I'll take it from here. No glue, no slime. There's something else. I just learned it on TikTok. Because no glue, no slime. Never mind. You guys know what I'm talking about.
So annoying.
I think we're like toast. Let me just... No problem. I don't mind holding it.
All right. I gave it everything I had. No glue, no slime is how you look up stuff that's not allowed to be on TikTok.
Like, I believe that's right. However, I think there's also another thing that it means.
Okay.
I think it means because no glue, no slime is like, how can you, or no glue, no borax or something.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't make slime without those things. So it's like not possible.
Right.
But you know what? This is a little too speculative. And so I think I should do your next item.
You know, I've had to make slime.
For work, professionally.
For work, and I don't like messing with that fucking stuff, and I don't like borax. Like, they're like, just add the borax. I'm like, I don't want to become infertile, quite frankly.
Is that like, you just don't know?
There's nothing about that, but to me, I'm just like...
The name borax, you're
like... No, I know, it's like...
You're like, can you relax?
Right, it's like, I'm the borax, I speak for the trees.
Right. Okay, this is your next one. Don't lie.
Well, you know that thing people say where they're like, if you don't lie, then you never have to... Sorry, is my, like, pussy showing?
No. I don't think so. Okay. You're like, you show it?
I'm like, oh, well, then let me fix that. people say if you don't lie, you never have to remember anything.
Uh-huh.
Not true.
Right.
You know? Like, actually, so much of life is, like, about... remembering things about
what do they mean if you don't lie you never have to remember things could you just like
meaning like you don't have to keep up any of your lies like you can just live but honestly like you can really really hurt the feelings of the people in your life by not remembering things about them
well it presumes not to be like metaphysical but like
that you don't have memory issues
no
oh
but I'll say something else Watch me.
Watch me work.
Watch me.
Work.
If it presumes that, like, we have access to the truth. That we have access to, like, you know, it's like, don't lie. Like, it assumes that telling the truth is always an option and it is always easy. But truth is really not, like, truth is fickle and it's hard to know. Mm-hmm. And, like, conflict comes because people have different interpretations of truth. And also, often, I guess I'm thinking of, like, some other stuff, but I'm like, often we don't know why we do the things we do. And so, like, when people ask for accounts of them, it's not lying, but you're like, I'm having to make some story, and it's incomplete because I actually don't know.
Right.
Like, often we just don't know why we do things.
But I think it's more like, oh, I don't want to hang out with this person, so I'm saying I have a dinner. And then if you do that, then you have to remember that you said you have a dinner.
I get that that's why, like, that's...
Oh, okay.
Right. But I'm taking it into a different place. Okay, but we can stay there for a sec.
Okay, because I just mean, like...
Right.
It's like, but that said, like, you still have to remember, like, all your pins and all your... Like, memory is, like, the most annoying thing ever sometimes.
Right.
And...
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Well, it's I guess it's interesting because I haven't heard people say that so much.
That makes this tough.
Right.
Because it's like,
I'm responding to something. Like, I'm like, I trust you. Like, I seriously
I'm like, people shouldn't say that you can sleep standing up because you can't.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know why they would say that. Like, that's definitely not true.
Yeah, that's
but
weird.
I do get the thing of, like, you know, if you're... I'm trying to think, has that been a problem in my life? Like, where I'm, like, telling lies?
When I go to lie, mm-hmm. I often, mm-hmm. when I choose to not lie, it's usually because I don't want to have to remember the lie. You know?
Also feeling like something that happens a lot is that, like, the truth is, like, a spectrum, especially when it comes to, like, motivation or intention.
Right. I'm not really thinking about motivation, but
we're talking about
there.
Two different things. Okay, but come there with me. We're talking about motivation or intention, right? It's like, oh, do you think you're going to go to that thing?
Right.
And you actually are unsure, right? But to one person, you emphasize that you're, like, really unsure because for whatever reason, it's socially convenient to do that. And then to another person, you emphasize that you're unsure, but you probably are going to go. And, like, there's like
but I don't really find that it's a thing that people are upset about, like, lying about motivation, or are
it kind of comes up, where it's like, well, he said that, like, he was unsure, but then he went, and but then you told this person that you were definitely gonna go, so it's like, why would you tell them that? You know what I mean? Like, just people telling two different things, and that gets, like, categorized as a lie. I'm like, it's not quite a lie, it's just that, like, you know, we all go through, like, shifts in, like, how we're, you know, what we think and feel. And I guess I'm just, like, coming back to this idea that, like, I think people do often assume that, like, we know ourselves really well, we know our intentions, we know our motivations, and actually we often don't. And we do things and for reasons that are kind of opaque to us. And we're often, all the time, we're asked to account for our intentions, right? Like, we're constantly asked to be like, why would you do this thing? And you're like, I don't know. I actually don't know. Like, and I can say it's this, I can say it's this, I can say it's this, and, like, those all kind of might be true. Like, intentions kind of get layered over each other and mixed all together. But, like, it's hard to account for that. And I don't know. There's lots of situations where we have to account for, like, why we did something. And usually we find out months later.
Years later. Decades later.
Or we never find out. We never find out why we did something. You're like, why did you, like, pull away from this friendship? It's like,
Don't know.
Yeah. Don't know. It wasn't feeling right, or I just did it, and I don't, you know, okay, I'll also say, like, I'm thinking about, like, a thing I just heard, which was, I listened to this podcast, This American Life, which, by the way, couldn't recommend it more, by the way. Like, they do a bang-up job.
They sure do.
Gold standard. Love that thing.
Right.
Seriously. Check it out. Check out This American Life. There was an episode, and it was cool. It was like, they have some, like, youth radio program, and they had this episode by this girl, and it was about her experience. She was, like, 17, 18, and she had been in an abusive relationship. And she was, like, making the radio show about, like, her abusive relationship. And while she was making it, she got back into the relationship. And then, like, I think ends up getting out of it. But... During it, like, in the process, she's like, I don't know why I was in it. I don't know why it took me so long to leave it. And then she gets back in it and is like, I don't know why I got back in it. And I don't know why I can't leave it.
Oh my God.
Everybody's telling me to leave it. And I know I shouldn't. I don't know why I'm with someone who treats me this way. And she's like, I actually really don't know. I have no idea. And it was so moving and interesting, and like, and in the end she gets out and I think like emerges, you know, with like a robust support system. And I really hope that she's, I haven't followed up, so I don't know, but like, I hope that she's okay. But I really like resonated with that. Obviously, like, I haven't had that experience, but like, I don't know. Often, yeah,
like,
I think
not understanding, like,
yeah, you're just like, why am I doing this stuff? Mm-hmm. What is it? And that actually is a whole involved process.
Totally.
Sorry, I kind of hijacked your thing.
No, I love it. You took it way better than what I had, honestly.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of like what we have to explain to people for like why we do something or other is like we're having feelings that we can name, maybe.
Yeah.
But we're only ever guessing why we're having them.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel happy.
Right.
And you can guess kind of like,
right,
oh, I felt happy right after this person told me this thing. So maybe this thing made me happy.
Right.
But I'm also with this other person and it's like sunny out. And yeah, like you're always just guessing, right, what makes you sad, right, what makes you happy, what makes you nervous. Right. Like, and
it can be kind of random. And yeah, you're like, I don't know, I'm feeling good. Like, mm-hmm, and I can... You have to kind of work backwards a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little scientific. Like, then right, you try and, like, replicate it. And right, you're like, right, okay, this time I was mm-hmm with this person, but right, I didn't see this other person. So maybe that was actually the thing that was making me happy. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's just a different day. Like,
right,
it is, like, a kind of, like...
Right. And then there's this thing, too, of, like, you know, at a certain point, there's kind of a diminishing returns of, like, paying attention to yourself.
Totally.
Where you're just, like... Maybe go ahead and volunteer at the library. Like,
totally.
Maybe go ahead and teach an ESL class to seniors at the library.
Right.
Like, why don't you take a beat from like trying to understand,
to chase which I think your happiness this, so intensely.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And being so mm-hmm focused on it, microscopic. What's the variables? Mm-hmm. Da 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 da. And also, like the project of figuring yourself out is in itself like, it's like, well, yeah, I don't know, you're like anxious and you're like self-involved, mm-hmm, and like maybe one of the reasons is that you like need to go do something for someone else, yeah, a little bit as well.
Totally.
Which is hard to actually, I don't know, it's really easy to get like, yeah, so wrapped up
it in... makes me think about like days where I've like been anxious, mm-hmm, and like just had like the physical sensations, like, yeah, the feeling in my stomach, right, or whatever, right, chest or thoughts, mm-hmm, or whatever, and I have a show at night and I'm like, okay, actually don't, like, am I nervous about this thing with mm-hmm this friend or the
right
show,
right,
or whatever? And then the show happens, or I had this once where, like, there was something I was having with a friend that was weird, and I also had a show that night that I was nervous about, and I was just like, I just have this really nervous feeling, and, like, I honestly don't know what it is.
Yeah,
like, it
yeah
could be both these things. Yeah. It could be, like, a combo or yeah whatever. And then the show came and went,
mm-hmm,
and I was like, the feeling's not gone.
Right.
So it's
right. This other you're thing. Like, we ruled this out. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, oh my God, like this kind of weird, like, I don't know.
Right.
Like,
right,
I kind of have a guess. I have a gut right thing. But like,
Very often it's the show. In my experience.
Yes.
Very often. Or that's like the gum in the lake thing we talked about a few episodes ago.
Oh, right.
Where it's like sometimes you are nervous about something.
Ago. I think that was a year ago.
Yeah, basically. Like the thing of. You
don't remember, actually.
Basically, it's a thing of like sometimes you're nervous about something and then you add another thing to be nervous about, like a show,
mm-hmm,
and then when you do the show it actually takes away all the anxiety.
Oh yeah,
it like acts as like kind of a magnet or gum right in the lake of your
but
anxiety.
For me it only works for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then
I kind of remember saying this about this thing,
right
like, and I do true think it alleviates. It's like doing a roller coaster,
right?
Like if you're or like a cold plunge or something,
right?
Like when you're stressed and then you have like a dopamine release,
right?
And you're by like, the way, I'm saying dopamine like I don't know what that is, and right, I don't want to talk about it, and right, I don't get it, but you do something kind of like scary, yeah, and exciting,
yeah,
you get happy for a second,
right? I wanted to say one other thing about what you said.
Well, you know,
shoot,
I feel like the therapy I was in for a while, like this kind of just like talk therapy stuff, was like mm-hmm so much about like regulating your body or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fuck that. Like, mm-hmm, that shit is so annoying to me.
You know what the thing? Okay, this is what I was going to say. It's kind of related, but maybe it's actually exactly the opposite of what you're feeling.
Cool.
Like, I saw this tweet or a post or something that was like, don't trust how you feel about your life after 9 p.m. Hmm. Which obviously is not always true, whatever. Because sometimes you feel awesome about your life after 9 p.m. and it's like, wait, trust that. But, you know, the idea being that, like, when we have feelings, like, we then immediately try to interpret them.
Yeah.
And, like, a thing that is so hard, but sometimes you can do, is you can be like, you know what, like, let me cool it on that. Mm-hmm. Because actually now is not the moment.
It's literally like hands up.
Right, exactly.
Hands up.
Right.
Like chefs.
And you're just not like in the right position to actually be evaluating and understanding.
Yeah. That's like halt.
Right. You know, it's like when you're really sad, right, halt.
Hungry, angry, lonely, tired.
Right, right.
It's like you can't get serious about, I actually don't know what it's about. I heard from a friend whose therapist told them so. Right. But basically, like, I think the idea is like, once if those things are happening,
mm-hmm.
they need to be addressed before you like take your emotional state like seriously, basically.
Right, exactly. And especially before you're like make any decisions about what your life is.
But to me, I'm like, angry and lonely are really like huge issues that actually it's like not that easy to,
I mean, lonely, it's like, how the hell do you fix that sometimes?
And it's like hungry and tired, it's like totally
right, got that,
we can all have a snack and hopefully we can all rest.
Or luckily, you know, luckily. Hopefully we can do both of those, right?
And, but lonely and angry, it's like, yeah, you might need help.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
All right, let me do your last one. Train goodbye. Goobie.
Train goodbye. Train goodbye is the thing of when you say goodbye to someone on a train, and it's different than a normal goodbye because there's really a time pressure. And like, so this happens on the subway lot where it's like, it's your stop. And that's really awkward, actually, because you're saying goodbye in front of a bunch of people. Mm. And we've talked about that dynamic before of like being like, you're talking with someone on the train and then they leave and then you're alone. You have that like
protection.
Right.
And then they're like, and you give people, you make yourself vulnerable when you're with someone on the train because you are showing who you are.
Right.
Like you're like engaging in conversation. You're like looking happy or whatever.
Right.
And then when they leave, you're alone with all these people who know stuff about you.
Right. And you're like, and like you've just been, right, you've just been talking and ugh, I hate that feeling. But I really do, like when I'm on the subway, I'm like trying to be so like protected. I have this problem because I got this really cute hat that Celeste had. You know the one?
Mm-hmm.
The kind of monkey one.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so cute and it's really warm.
It has monkey ears.
But it has monkey ears and I'm like wearing it on the train. And I'm like, this is really puncturing my like tough exterior. I'm like in the morning commuting and I'm like having the grumpiest face ever being like, don't fuck with me. Which I didn't even realize I needed that on the train.
Yeah.
Until I put on this hat.
The I was monkey like, ears. And you were like, what about my tough guy?
Right, exactly. I was like, I didn't even know that was so important to my identity here. But anyway, the thing that's really hard about a goodbye is that it lasts forever. You're like, when it's arbitrary a little bit sometimes. Yeah, it's like, you know, unless, and so a train thing really,
it's nice
actually a little bit, like, and that's such a classic scene in movies, someone running along the train to say goodbye to someone,
right? They don't want it to end.
That stresses me out so much where I'm like, get on the train, like you have to get, you know what I mean? And often they really stretch that out. They're like, all aboard, and the two people are still having a conversation. I'm like, girl, like, get on, like, do it in the doorway. You know what I mean?
Bro, when we had to run for the train.
Legit.
In Stanford, when we went to Wesleyan.
New Haven.
I literally, like, felt my body break down. And, like, my, like, legs were, like, wobbling when I was coming up the stairs. Charlie was, like, holding the train door open for me. And I, like, for the first time in my life, I was, like, I think I need to start working out. Like, this is actually really scary. Like, I couldn't override myself to run.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was a long hallway. It was like, there was a tough run.
It was like 4 minutes.
Running, yeah, that's a lot.
I guess you're right, but I don't know. Like, I literally, my legs were like jello. Right. Like, I was like wobbling up the stairs. Did you see that?
No, but you know.
You didn't see them be jello?
No, and that's okay for them to be jello, but I actually do, for better or worse, think working out is good. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know. It's kind of a bummer because it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
All the stuff around it. But I do think there's ways of doing it that you, like, I don't think you need to go to the gym at all.
Right.
Like, period, you don't need to do that.
No.
You don't even need to run. Like, it's just like if you, it's like there's so many kind of fun ways of doing it.
Yeah.
That are like activities.
Just like kind of get moving.
Yeah. It's kind of like Michelle Obama, get moving.
Is that what she said?
Maybe. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of like something like get moving.
Right.
It's like, but get, I thought it was there, like get active or something.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Get Moving.
So that's Train Goodbye.
That was so crazy when she was like, Get Moving. It's like, babe, like, it's not like us Get Moving. It's like you Get Moving.
Right, like the government, you mean?
It's just like not about like the decision to get moving.
Right, totally.
That was so weird.
It's like you think that's how you solve it with like a phrase? Like, yeah. It's like we need infrastructure.
Literally.
Also, don't kids like of a certain age hate Michelle Obama because she like made the lunches way worse?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she made like healthier lunches and people are like, bring back the pizza. Like, I'm hungry.
Oh my God.
These are like steamed green beans. It's not enough.
Holy ass.
I mean, I do think, and by the way, it's like, it's really important. Like, people do need full nutritious meals. Mm-hmm. But it seems like what was happening was like, kids weren't being full.
Mm.
I mean, that's like, when I think about healthy eating, like the most important thing for me is to have enough food. Duh. Yeah,
of course.
Like, that's like the primary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And is always a thing I struggle against because I'm always hungry. But
it's okay. We need to work on your protein.
I do. It's hard. I mean, protein is just like
cottage cheese.
I'm gonna bring it back. I used to be big on cottage cheese.
It's back.
You know, I did. I like did it too much, and I hit a limit, and I had to take a 3-year break.
Okay.
But now I'm ready again.
That's right.
True, because that stuff is good.
I have it right now.
Really? Currently. do we want to say anything else about Train Goodbye? I guess we kind of covered it.
I like it. I think there's something weird socially when you have to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm actually really good at this.
Yeah.
Or no, I don't have an issue with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really hard for people to be like, I'm inventing the idea that I have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want an outside thing. It's like, ugh, I really have to go.
Yes,
I have
totally, this. Totally, totally.
You have to invoke whatever's keep making you have to leave.
Right. That's exactly right.
Because it's like really socially hard to be awkward like, to be like, I want to leave.
I'm just like, I want to do... I don't want to be here anymore.
But I kind of don't really have a hard time with that.
No, totally.
I love being like, I want to go.
Yeah, you do. You're like, all right, I'm going to head out.
Because it's just like, then you get to go mm-hmm. home.
Right.
I love it there. Like,
I don't have that feeling.
Really? I like, and when I like know that I'm going to go home and watch TV, like, it is never easier for me to leave a party than when I'm going to watch TV.
But this is like, okay, like, people are always like, you need like an activity at home that feels exciting. And I got one. Like, I'm really into Elden Ring. And it has been so destabilizing. I've been staying up until 3 a.m., waking up at 11:30, bro. Like, that is not good.
Can you just not do... I mean, listen, there's been times where I've watched TV until really late in the night.
No,
but...
I cannot have discipline about it.
Okay.
So don't even bring that up. Okay. It'll never happen. Keep dreaming. My rules are, if I play, it's like, I'm going to play that late. And... I can only have discipline before I play. If choosing to turn it on.
Once I'm in there,
it's like,
right.
I'm lost.
Okay.
Like,
shoot.
I'm going to do it until like 2:30.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing about Housewives, honestly, if you're all caught up, is like.
There's not more to see.
They limit. Right. You know, you watch the new episode. And
they don't have that with Elden Ring.
They should have a weekly.
Cap.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that would be really helpful for me in my life because, boy, God, it's like. And then also, I'm not, like, relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm, like, fighting, like, goblins and, like, like demons.
Like, it stresses you out?
Yeah, I'm, like, finishing. I'm, like, oh, Jesus. And it's, like, 3 a.m. I'm, like, shaking.
My sister, who joined the live stream for a second, was talking to me about after, and she was, like, what's Elder Ring? What's going on there? Like, what is that? No, totally. And I was, like, you have to let Charlie do his thing. Right. Like, that's what he likes.
Yeah. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always, like... Like, I love, like, the words of it.
Elden Ring.
Just, like the words they use in the game. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to become Elden Lord. Like, yeah, I'm going to collect all the great runes, and I'm going to become Elden Lord.
I think we should do a live stream where you play and I watch.
Oh, I would love that.
Like, I would never want to do that socially, but I think...
Yeah.
If people are watching, that would be a way that I would be okay doing it.
I mean, I can't believe, actually, there's, like, a... I kind of want to just become a streamer. Like,
how do you do that, dude? Right.
Yeah, word.
There's legit, that's the only profession anymore.
It's true. We have, like, one of the only jobs there is.
But why does someone who's Twitching their streaming make money?
I don't know. That's what we need to research.
I think that you should seriously just stream yourself playing Elden Ring.
Yeah, the only thing is that it's hard to do that logistically.
No, it's not.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, should we head out? We basically have to, time-wise.
Thank you. Yeah.
Any last things to say?
Yeah, Natalie's song of the week.
We did it already.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah.
You did Mitski, but that was more of a joke.
That was a joke. That's a joke.
Natalie's joke song of the week.
Yeah. Natalie's song of the week as a joke.
Right, right, right. And what is the real one?
This is Natalie's real song of the week. There isn't one. None of the songs nominated were good enough.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. I love talking about music. I hope people like it.
It's not our business.
Whether people like it or not?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. If you don't like it... By the way, you're like doing dishes right now, so you're fine.
I know. Well, the best thing about a podcast is just like... Just turn it off. Like,
right, just turn it off.
Like, right. We didn't... Like, you're not stuck here. You know, it's so awkward at a show. You promise something to people at a show, and if they come, and if it's bad, you're like, oh my God, they're stuck in this room.
And so, they paid for it.
Yeah. This is like... You guys didn't, free.
Right. The payment you guys have to do is you have to like take your phone out and...
You have to listen to the ads. Right. All right. Thank you.
And we will see you guys next week at the same time. Hopefully.
I was like, end it.
Yeah. Okay. We got to go.
No, I was just stretching. That was a HeadGum Podcast.